Here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Oh, wait a minute. Welcome in H-Town.
What's happening, Houston? That's right. Your boys are in the daytime. What? You know what time it is. Maybe you don't. You know what day it is. Oh, no, it's a different day. Guess what? It's still the HD show filling in for the Blitz. What's happening?
Good to hear you back. It's good. I mean, even for those folks that are just slightly taken aback by the fact that the Blitz is out. Of course, listen, it's the
holiday.
It's the day before the greatest day in the history of mankind, America, you know, anyway. Jesus notwithstanding. But I'll tell you what, it's America's birthday tomorrow, and what better day to get your 4th of July off to a rousing American start than having a black and a white guy kicking it off in only the way we can, going down on a Monday. But for those of you that have been listening to the HD show the last couple weeks, shout out to our boy Michael Bishop.
Absolutely.
Willis High School, K-State, stand up.
MB7.
Holding it down, doing what it's supposed to do for the one, the only Henry Thomas, who L.A. to L.A. these last few weeks. Just traversing.
Hey, man.
These great United States of ours. As work, only you can.
Work calls. You know, I got to do what I got to do.
That's right. That's right. You know, on one hand, you know, showing your craft, teaching the kids.
Yes.
And then on the other hand, you know, for the years that you've spent working that craft, trying to get a little payback for that.
So just kind of
covering the gamut.
They came to me. They wanted to see.
We're pulling for, you know, you got to remember, I mean, as many hits as you took to the head, I want to see you get paid for that. I want to see you get paid for the hits you took to the head.
I think I did.
I want to see you continue to get paid because I feel like they were holding out. I feel like they were holding out.
I think you're right. They just wanted to check. They just wanted to check it out, see what it was.
Did he really get hit as many times as we think he did?
Hey, over 230 games started.
Started.
Yeah.
Boys and girls. Let's get one thing. By the way, for those of you that don't know, all that gentleman did sitting across from me, 14 years in the National Football League, two-time Pro Bowler, former All-Pro, 93
and a half
career sacks, the most ever by a nose tackle in the history of the National Football League. Over 1,000 career tackles from the nose tackle position. Yes, that's right. That is not a misprint. You did not hear that incorrectly. That is 1,000 tackles. There's linebackers that don't have as many tackles as you do. Henry Thomas.
Yes, there are.
LSU. What time is it? Henry Thomas, stand up.
That's me.
The pride of the fo-fo.
What it do? Welcome in.
Listen, man, a lot has gone on since you've been not on the radio.
Yes.
Okay? A lot going on, a lot to get to, and we are going to get to all of it today. That gentleman behind the glass working the 1-2s
and 3s
is the one, the only, Mr. T. Scott on the dot, the pride of Pearland.
Pearland, stand up, you uppity bastards, every last one of you.
First world problems. T. Scott, what kind of first world problem you got today? T. Scott.
People talking to me while you're talking to me.
Don't they see? That's a first world problem right there. That is a first world problem right there. Listen, we're excited about the show today. You should be too. We got a lot to get to. Let's break it down on what you can expect throughout the course of the 3-hour program today. We have got Kurt Heelan from Pro Basketball Talk. He's going to join us at approximately 5 o'clock Central Standard Time. That is 3 o'clock. I'm sorry, that's going to be 3 o'clock. Did I say 6 o'clock his time? I sure did, didn't I?
Yes,
holy mackerel. We've been talking to East Coast guys. I'm an idiot. I got to make sure I get that back to him. Anyway, so Kurt Heelan is hopefully going to reach us at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock our time.
Yes.
3 o'clock their time. So I got to text him back and get that squared
he's
away.
He's on the East Coast?
No, he's on the West Coast.
He's on the West Coast, yes.
He's on the West Coast. I want to get some of this Paul. I want to get some of this Chris Paul love from the West Coast. I want to find out exactly, because I'm hearing all kinds of innuendos on why he ended up going to the Rockets. And yes, the sign and trade. But the sign and trade is, again, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on this, Henry Thomas, and we'll still chime in with some of y'all folks as well. 713-780-3776. I know it's been a few days, but now as we're kind of getting into the throes of, it's only day three, but while the NBA free agency hasn't had the, it really hasn't. I mean, most of the sizzle is gone.
Okay.
I mean, really, the last domino standing is Gordon Hayward. And it looks like the Celtics are going to strike out on that because from what I read, it looks like it's going to come down to the Miami Heat and the Utah Jazz as suitors or the final two for one Mr. Gordon Hayward. And I read somewhere today where apparently in his exit interview, he said, I want to play with Ricky Rubio. Well, what'd the Jazz do? They went out and traded for Ricky Rubio. So
he's over here.
We got him now. They wanted Joe Ingles paid. Guess what? You may know him as Joe Ingles. Guess what they did?
What they do?
They paid Joe Ingles.
There you go.
All right. You got Rudy Gobert. You got Derek Favors. You've got some pieces on that team. You throw a Gordon Hayward in there. I mean, are they still as good? I mean, at this point, I think if you're Gordon Hayward, you're looking at it as, you know, but don't sleep on the Heat either. Because if there's one thing you know about Patrick Riley is he will find a way. And it doesn't hurt that he's got Miami as the backdrop.
Doesn't hurt at all.
Okay. I mean, hey, listen, you've got Miami and you've got no state income tax. Oh, and by the way, you're in the East. So just by his addition, you're automatically the third seed at this point.
Absolutely.
Because the East has been decimated. The East is to call it a dumpster fire would be a insult to dumpster fires. That's how bad the talent drain has gone on, or how much of a talent drain has gone on in the Eastern Conference. So we'll get into a little bit of that as well, kind of round out what has been this, what's been, again, it's been anticlimactic, I think. I mean, yeah, there's been deals made, but once, you know, the coup de grace was Chris Paul getting traded.
Right.
I think Chris Paul getting traded to the Rockets was a bigger story than Paul George going to the Thunder. Now, I think the story to that, though, Henry Thomas, is the what we do and don't know about how that trade went down.
Right.
What we do know is that the Pacers got back Victor Oladipo and Sabonis's kid.
Okay.
Right?
Right, right.
Okay. You know, Oladipo, he's a starter in this league. But as we saw with Russell Westbrook, okay, yeah, he's going to give you 18 or 19, but he's not an offensive. I mean, he scored 18 or 19 when you had Russell, you know, jacking up 50 shots because nobody else would shoot the ball on that team. So there were shots there to be taken. He just didn't take them very often. Okay. So I think Victor Oladipo did not ascend to what I think people expected him to be when he came in the league 4 or 5 years ago out of Indiana. So Pacers get him. He's a bona fide starter in this league. Is he a bona fide difference maker? No, he's not. All right. I think he's more Sean Livingston than he'll ever, or maybe an Iguodala later on in his career than he'll ever be a Klay Thompson, if that makes any sense. Sabonis's kid. We're still finding out what the rap on him is. He, you know, had a great start to the year last year, and then, as most rookies do, hit the proverbial rookie wall, and really wasn't much of a factor after that. But apparently, Kevin Pritchard, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, is just enamored with both these guys.
Well, you know what? L.A.'s trying to make moves, but are they going to be enough? Are they going to be able to do enough to even be a factor in the West?
You talking about the Clippers or the Lakers?
The Lakers.
I think the Lakers, listen, they're standing by till next year.
Till next year?
I think so. I think, you know, you've got Lonzo Ball. Luke Walton coaches up a up-tempo style of offense. You know, you're going to Ingram's back for another year. You know, you got rid of D'Angelo Russell. You got some ancillary pieces there. I mean, you're not going to expect anything crazy out of the Lakers, but I think they're going to be a little bit more fun to watch with Lonzo Ball, running the show there. Okay. But ultimately, they're waiting for next year when it seems like half the league is going to be a free agent. So next year is going to be a very big year for the Los Angeles Lakers. I think they're just kind of trying to shed contracts, kind of setting themselves up and letting everybody know there's a new sheriff in town. Magic does know what he's doing. Rob Pelinka, Kobe's old agent, now the GM, showing things, kind of recalibrating where the Lakers have been at.
Okay.
You know, they got rid of Swaggy P. He's gone. He signed a deal with the Golden State Warriors. So, I don't know that the Lakers are going to be big players this year. And it's funny because I feel like the Clippers, to me, have suddenly become the Rockets from a few years ago when they had James Harden and a bunch of, it was James Harden and the Pips.
Okay.
you know, you had Jeremy Lin and I want to say Chandler Parsons, where you had a team that was, you know, a middling playoff team, but that was all they were ever going to be. But I think we're at a stage right now in the NBA where it's a middling league and everybody's just trying to play catch up because, and we'll get into this here in just a minute, but even with where this team's constructed right now, and of course the caveat or the, you know, asterisk to this is clearly the Rockets aren't done maneuvering. A story came out today that Carmelo Anthony has said, I'll lift my no trade clause for two teams, the Cavs and the Rockets.
Really?
Okay. Now, if you're the Rockets, of course, the $60 million question is, which one of y'all Yahoo? Well, no, they can afford him, but somebody's got to take Ryan Anderson off their hands. Mm. All right. So therein lies the rub.
Well, even with the addition of Carmelo, I still don't see the mesh point with a Chris Paul, because last year we put the ball in Harden's hand.
Yeah.
You're the point guard. Now we bring in a point guard. You're moving back to two. Is he going to be as effective?
I think so, and we'll get into that in the next segment because I think how are two ball dominant guys going to coexist together? I think that conversation has been overblown. I think it's been way overdone. That's the least of the Texans. Texans aren't worried about it. Why should you be? That is the least of the Rockets' concerns of Chris Paul and James Harden, and I'll tell you why here later on as well. But listen, we'll put a bow on the NBA free agency talk, and of course we'll keep you updated on any news that happens along the way. We got our boy Kurt Heelan coming on, as long as I remind him that I need him at 5 o'clock Central Time and not 5 o'clock Pacific Time, which would do us no good since we'd be off the air at that point. Can I get some into segment music, please? Because I got a big announcement to make. I've got a big announcement to make. Da, 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 da. It's America. We're going to celebrate America. All right. And we're just going to, recognize great Americans throughout the course of the program. All right.
I'm already here, so.
Well, there's been other ones. Been other ones.
All right.
So we got great Americans to discuss. It's never too early to start prognosticating the Houston Texans.
Never.
What are a couple surprises that Henry Thomas and I see in store for the Houston Texans on July 3rd? They may not come to fruition at all. They probably won't. But we're going to throw them out there anyway. Surprises that we expect from your Houston Texans in the way, way too early department. We want to get yours as well. 713-780-3776. And haikus, boys and girls.
Oh, no.
There's no better way to celebrate America than with haikus. The topics are as follows.
Oh, let me write this down.
Fourth of July and Rockets free agency. Those are your haiku topics for the day. Rockets free agency and 4th of July. Get your minds right, H-Town. Y'all know what time it is. Coming up next. Does Melo get this team any closer to beating the Golden State Warriors? The one, the only, Henry Thomas and I will discuss. Don't you go anywhere. That is our boy White Isis working the 1-2s.
And 3s.
He is the All-Pro Henry Thomas, and I'm still that dude, Freddie D. This is the HD show filling in the blitz. Why, Henry Thomas?
Because everything's better in HD.
ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Welcome back in, not the guys he said, but you got Freddie D and Henry T coming at you. This is the HD show filling in for the Blitz. Hey, you guys, enjoy your time off. And I bet you they just kick back, not even listening to us. So we can say whatever we want about them, right?
No, unlikely. Probably hanging out.
You probably say whatever you want about them anyway.
I don't know. AJ Pack, so I don't know.
You never know. Shout out to Neil Diamond, Coming to America. Is that this song always takes me back to the Go Forth celebration we had back in Topeka, Kansas, where they would always start off with this song and play it throughout the course of the fireworks going off. So, Coming to America.
Turned it into a Bob Dylan
That's
song.
That's right. Everything is Bob Dylan when Freddie D's around. All right, so we're getting into some Rockets talk. By the way, programming note, Kurt Heelan joining us at 6 o'clock.
6
Central o'clock. Standard Time, 4 o'clock for those of you on the West Coast.
There you go.
Listening to us on the ESPN 97.5. Can I give a shout-out real quick to Big Money Texas? What's up, Big Money? Beaumont. Y'all know what it do.
What it do, what it do.
Shout-out to my folks over at the Examiner newspaper, Don Dodd, Josh Cobb, Adam Bala, and of course, I save the best for last, my girl, the one, the only, Miss Jennifer Johnson. My sister from another mister, as they say, out in the streets. So, what's up, girls? My BFF for some time now. So, at the very least, she's raising a prodigy for a son.
Good
and,
for her.
Yeah, and then I think you'll see her daughter on a MMA fight, probably, if they ever let 9 or 10-year-olds fight. So, because she's just, that's how she rolls. So,
that's what she do, huh?
That's Deja, what it do, girl? Anyway, I digress. Rockets, currently, as their roster stands, I'll tell you what the big signing was. Now, and I'm a little, I don't want to say I'm nervous about it, but you got Nene back.
Right.
And Nene was a huge piece. And the one thing about Nene last year, and I said this on air last week, and I tweeted this out yesterday, and of course you and I haven't had a chance to chit-chat about this in the last couple of weeks, but when did the narrative change from James Harden choking to, well, the Rockets just ran out of gas? Like, have you noticed in the last week, suddenly it went from the most unexplainable,
unexcusable,
inexplicable superstar meltdown to,
we just got tired.
He just ran out of gas.
Yeah.
And that's why you need Chris Paul. No, you need Chris Paul because you're not good enough as you stand right now to beat the Warriors. But don't let that erase what happened when you got beat by a team that, oh, by the way, didn't have its best player on the court that night. And you, oh, and by the way, you were at home.
At home.
Not at a neutral site.
At home.
Not away. At home. So that's what I can't wrap my brain around. But what I'm excited about is, A, you bring Nene back. B, for a guy that's had his injury ups and downs, you hope that you're going to get a guy that's another year older who, oh, by the way, what do? Tears quad or something,
yeah.
God forbid, at the end of the season. But the thing that people kind of overlook is, and I'm not saying he was the end-all be-all to that San Antonio Spurs series, but things got a lot easier inside for LaMarcus Aldridge once Nene went down.
Well, absolutely, without
right.
a doubt.
Because he's your most seasoned veteran when it comes to what he brings to you in the post, and he was having a great postseason before he got hurt. And I don't know if that, I think that had as much to do with them, quote unquote, running out of gas and getting beat the way they did to the Spurs as much as anything else. But bringing him back in the fold is huge. So you've got him, you've got Clint Capella, who I'm expecting to have another. I think the one thing we've seen about Clint Capella is he's gotten better each year. And you saw him continue to get better even after the injury last year. And provided this guy can stay healthy and continue to put weight on and continue to get more muscular, I'm expecting him to have another, he won't be a breakthrough season because...
But it's going to be a better one than the one before.
Exactly. You're going to see...
He's evolving.
There you go. Exactamundo, my friend. And then you got James Harden. You got Eric Gordon. And, of course, the $1 million, the $19 million, $60 million question, whatever you want it to be, is what's going to happen to Ryan Anderson. Let's go out to H-Town. Holler at our boy Michael. Michael, what part of H-Town you calling from, man?
Hey, I'm from Houston.
What Where? Part? It's a big city.
South Park.
South
Park, there you go.
Yeah, South Side, MLK.
There you go.
MLK, OST, let's do what it do.
yeah. So what I wanted to talk to y'all about is bringing in Chris Paul. I think that would be good because 2 years ago when we had Mikhail, Harden was running the two guard. But whenever they bring the ball up the court, what they would do is just give the ball to Harden anyway. So that's what D'Antoni came in. He was like, you know what? We're not even going to worry about all that. We're just going to have Harden bring the ball up. And so that got rid of that point guard position. But now if we're bringing in another guard that can create his own shot. Patrick Beverley cannot create his own shot.
No, he
can't. Chris Paul can create his own shot. You know? That's what
absolutely
we need. We need
can.
People who can create their own shot. So when we're bringing in Chris Paul, who can create his own shot, James Harden, who can create his own shot, Carmelo Anthony, who can create his own shot, those people will help the team. I don't understand why people say, oh, we don't need Melo. Yes, we do. We need someone that's going to be able to create their shot just in case something happens. James, it just needs to be done.
Listen, I'm all for getting Carmelo Anthony. I really am. I mean, if you can go out and make that move. And the thing is, you want to get Olympic Carmelo. Because Carmelo has shown, listen, Carmelo's offensive game goes without saying, right? I mean, Carmelo was James Harden before James Harden. You know, mm-hmm. he's in that latter part of his career where he's getting down to the nitty gritty. You know, how much time does he really have left? Mike, we appreciate the phone call. Good stuff from you, Southside, stand up. But, you know, I don't think he's going to be necessarily the ball stopper. Now, the question that I'm curious about, and I was reaching out to our boy Moak on this, is, you know, will the friction that he had with Mike D'Antoni be a factor in him not coming here? But according to a tweet that Moak sent out today, and I sent him a message on it, and I didn't hear back from him, was, you know, he seems to think that this is something that both Chris Paul and Carmelo have been angling to play together for a while now. All right. So, you know, Chris Paul's already here. You got to find a third trade partner to take on Ryan Anderson's, you know, huge money contract. And then you bring Carmelo into the fold. But I still think there's one aspect of this team, though, that you're neglecting. And I think it's been talked about ad nauseum over the weekend is, okay, yeah, you tried out a starting five of, you know, Melo, James Harden, Chris Paul, Capella, and I don't know I don't know who your power forward is going to be. Or if you know, I don't know if you're going to throw a Nene in there or how you're going to work that. But because you're going to have Carmelo play a stretch three type?
You'd have to, yes.
Okay. So then who's your four at that point? You know, because you've gotten rid of Ryan Anderson.
Right.
You got rid of Montrezl Harrell.
Can Nene do a four?
Well, no. Nene can play your four, but I guess you're going to start Nene and then you're going to start Capella at the five? I guess the only reason I say do you start Nene is because from the minute standpoint, you know, you monitored his minutes last year.
Right.
All right, and you saw the difference that it made when, A, you monitored his minutes, and, B, what happened to that team when he went out of the lineup in the playoffs. All right?
He was
now,
definitely a factor.
Oh, he was a huge factor, especially for a team that is so young and doesn't have a whole lot of depth down low. All right? Because, again, Capella was a non-factor as soon as Nene went down. So all I'm saying is, if you're, like I said, this Rockets team, your bench is still going to be an issue. Yeah, you're bringing Eric Gordon off the bench, but then it's Eric Gordon and who? And that was the one thing that we, you know, that has been talked about is that what separate, yeah, the Golden State Warriors went off in the playoffs, right? I mean, you go 16-1, you had a historic season, but one of the things that, I mean, why do you think they just gave Iguodala $48 million? Why did they just give, you know, Sean Livingston? Why did they just pay David West? You know, they got that little rookie that was dynamite last year that's only going to be another year, and he's playing on a rookie deal. So, you know, you've got, their bench was a tremendous difference against the Cavs, against the Spurs, and that made it
against everybody.
Against everybody, right? Yes. So, you know, do I feel confident that the Rockets bench, when you lose a Sam Decker, when you lose a Montrezl Harrell, all right? You got the DeAndre Liggins guy, but when you went ahead and shipped him off. So I'm a little nervous about, yeah, you're going to have a great starting lineup, but then you've got what? A Chinese kid that's 7'2 that you don't know anything about and Eric Gordon. All right?
Yeah, but you know what? I mean,
hey, listen, Maury's done more with less. I mean, he's clearly not done.
Well,
he's clearly not done.
I'm looking for some development on what we got. Bringing in some young kids that can, you know, split those minutes up. And still, I mean, we're going to have those kind of minutes split up to be able to have the benefit of a Nene. I mean, because if you don't do it, I mean, he's going to run out of gas. He's going to drop down and call it you know, call it quits.
I'm not ready for our boy Nene to go out quite like that yet, but depth is certainly an issue for this Rockets team, as you can see that they're still trying to wheel and deal. And if there's one thing you know about Daryl Morey, he is going to continue to do that. A little bit of news today in the NBA. Yeah, Gordon Hayward hasn't decided where he's going to go yet, but why? Some news that came out of Cleveland today. Some big news that came out of Cleveland today could have a tremendous impact on what happens in Houston next year. And I'll tell you exactly what I mean about that next. Don't you go anywhere. We got our boy T-Sky on the dot working the 1-2s.
And 3s.
I've got an intern out there, and I don't remember his name because I'm a jerk like that, but I promise I will get it from you and from him. And that's still the All-Pro. I'm still that dude, Freddie D. Don't you go anywhere. It's the HD Show, filling in for the Blitz on ESPN
97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I've been everywhere.
With Johnny Cash for you, boys and girls.
Come on now.
You can find him on the Twitter sphere, at Henry Thomas NFL. I'm at the Freddie D, at producer T. Scott. Javier, you got a Twitter?
That's not Javier.
Well, I apologize. You look like a Javier. Sorry.
Wow. Can we stereotype? Can we?
I thought he was the intern.
Don't you feel like you just got typecast?
You know what? He could have been white. And I said,
profiled him.
Yeah, I was trying not to, you know, jump the line, but I said stereo. I got profiling.
What?
Profiling. You profiling? That's all it is.
No, I'm not profiling.
That was profiling.
What?
That's a pretty American thing to do on July 4th.
Stereotypes exist for a reason, boys and girls. Remember that. All right.
You guys are killing me. Let's go out to the phone line.
I will here in just a second. I was in the middle of promote. See, I was trying to promote his freaking Twitter.
Well,
I mean, God forbid, here I am trying to love up people for crying out loud.
And what you
anyway?
Call
what's
it
your Twitter? You know
I'll
what?
Give me
since
Mike's.
You're standing there.
Give me Mike's.
What's Mike's? Mike's
Mike
since you're standing
HDZ
there.
92.
Mike what?
Mike HDZ 92.
That's too much. You need to change that. That is not friendly over the airwaves.
Coming from the...
The know, Freddie D.
The Freddie D, the guru of Twitter.
I mean, let's keep it... I mean, don't you want to keep it simple, right?
You should keep it
Mike
short.
Mike HDZ 62? 92. See, you start throwing numbers in there, then it gets confused. Unless it's 69, no one's going to remember. Okay? I mean, let's call it what
That's
it is.
That's very true.
All right.
Or 71. That's a 69 with the two fingers in your butt. Anyways,
what is wrong with you?
I'm back.
What?
You know this isn't a 7 to 10 show, right?
I apologize. I forgot.
Listen, he's got CTE, boys and girls.
Yes, he does.
230 starts. He's taking some blows to the head. I had no idea where you were going with that.
Me neither.
And I'm afraid I asked. Yeah, anyway, this is what you get on Thursday nights, boys and girls. This is what you get. Anyway, I'm at the Freddie D. That's Henry Thomas NFL. That's at producer T. Scott and Mike HDZ 92. It's the worst Twitter handle I've ever heard. Anyway,
what's Javier's Twitter handle?
Yeah, let's get Javier's.
Might as well ask Javier.
Might as well throw his out there, too.
Javier!
Since we're talking smack. The narrative.
Twitterless. Javier does not have a Twitter.
What? Are you serious?
Now, if my old crusty pilly ass got a Twitter account, everybody should have a Twitter.
I feel like if you get into sports radio,
how are you
going to
be a media intern and not have a Twitter account? Does he have an Instagram at least?
We're checking.
We're checking.
Like, do we? What? Who does the intern screening process?
We're gonna open one now. He's gonna open one.
Let's vote on what this guy's Twitter name should be. Javi Sports. Are you Javier? Twitter?
Yeah, that's Javi.
You're Javi, dude. How do you not have a Twitter?
How can you not?
I can't understand.
He has one, but he doesn't use it.
We're going to start using what, and he don't even know what it is, I guess.
I don't even know what to say to this right now.
Come on, Javier.
All right, Javier. I expect better out of you. How do you spell your name? J-A-V-I-E-R?
J-A-V-I-E-R.
Okay, gotcha. Great name, by the way. Great name. All right. So Lamont is saying, why is this LeBron or this narrative, the Carmelo Anthony Olympic narrative being thrown around? I'm going to tell you why it's being thrown around. Because if we've learned anything about the NBA, and I think it came home to roost with James Harden, which is why you brought in a Chris Paul, and I think it's been shown with Carmelo Anthony, considering what he's been through in his career and the teams he's had, more so in Denver than in New York. The Olympic narrative is being pushed around because, at least on the Olympic team, he showed that he is as good a complimentary piece. He's more Scottie Pippen than he is Michael Jordan.
Okay.
All right. That's what we've learned about I hate to say that about my boy Scottie Pippen, because you know I love me some Scottie Pippen.
I'm going the other way with it. So are we saying that Harden's more of a Jordan?
Oh, no. Okay.
I was only asking you to put it out there.
No, because listen, when you bring in Chris Paul, what you're saying is James Harden is not your leader.
Okay.
That's been
evident for the 3 years.
We've underlined it, but no one's ever made that proclamation.
I'll take that back.
The team hasn't.
He has been the leader, but he's been leading in the wrong direction.
Well, he's just been leader by default.
That's it.
Okay? He's been leader by default because you're the best player on the team doesn't mean you're the best leader on the team.
That's exactly
right. You know that, right? Okay? So this Chris Paul move is as much about a mental transition as it is about what he brings to the basketball court from what he can do from a player standpoint, right?
Right.
Because if there's one thing we've learned, James Harden is not the guy that's going to rally the troops. He's not the guy that's going to sit there in the huddle and say, everybody shut the bleep up, come ride with me. That's not what he's not that guy. He's not built that way.
Right.
All right. Now, he's the guy that can say, hey, find me in the quarter. I'm going to knock down the next 10 shots. But I need you to find me the rock. Let me come off screens. I don't have to be bringing the ball up. You need to take as many decisions out of James Harden's hands in crunch time when the moment gets big as you can. Because what we've learned about James Harden is that he can't rise to the moment when you need him the most.
Right.
Okay. And so now with a Chris Paul, all right, Chris Paul, see where the synergy between these two works out so well. And this is why I'm kind of like, people say
it works out so well.
I think it's going to. I really do. And I'm going to tell you why. Chris Paul's never played with a James Harden in his career. He's never had anybody that can light up the scoreboard or is as offensively gifted as James Harden is. Okay. James Harden has never played with anybody as mentally strong, quote unquote, as much of a leader as Chris Paul. Because here's the thing. When he played with Durant and Westbrook, they were still
early on, right?
Like, they were still learning themselves. They're not at that stage now where Chris Paul's at a stage now where how many legitimate years is he? I mean, he's on the tail end of his prime, okay? I mean, if his prime's from Houston to Dallas, all right, what's he in, Waxahachie? All right. What's he in? Ennis?
Shepard?
Okay.
He's right there.
All right. I mean, the light is getting brighter at the end of his tunnel than it is. You know, right now, James Harden is somewhere between
here in Humble?
Nah, I'd say he's probably closer to Huntsville.
Huntsville.
I'd say Livingston. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's in Huntsville. All right. Paul's in Ennis. Mm. So
is
Paul,
that where they're shooting threes from?
No, I'm using an analogy here of where they're at in their primes.
That's the Rockets joke. Yes.
Because your boy Bill Worrell
shot that from Mo City.
Yeah, he did. So that's
Sorry to derail you.
I apologize. You know, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. So my thing is with this, Melo, to me, this is as good a situation as he can come into. Now, as far as whether, you know, how he's going to fit back into that offense and how they're going to build the bench around with what they've got, I don't know, remains to be seen.
I mean, bringing Carmelo in is, I mean, he's never been any type of leader. So, I mean, he's never even had one on a team.
He played with Chauncey Billups back in the day, back in Denver.
That guy, Chauncey Billups.
That dude. Mr. Big Shot.
Don't see it.
Well, but you also—I
don't see the. I'm wait. If this happens, I'm waiting for the mesh. That's what I got to see.
Well, it's gonna. I listen. I don't think there's any question. It's gonna take time. You can tell time, can't you? It will take time for that to materialize because listen, it took time for the Golden State Warriors to figure things out, and really, it took Kevin Durant getting hurt before things really finally started to click, and absolutely. Then they threw him back in the mix, and it was sweet, you know, smooth sailing from there. So, Carmelo Anthony's not the end-all, be-all, but what, again, Carmelo Anthony is less alpha dog than we like to think.
Right.
Is he a great scorer? No question. All right? Is he better in a supporting role than he is the lead actor? No question. Chris Paul can be that lead actor. All right? Now it's a matter of James Harden and Carmelo Anthony filling in those spots along the side.
All right.
That's what it's going to take, and that's we'll why see. I think Carmelo. That's why this whole Olympic narrative is being thrown around because we've seen what Carmelo can do as a damn good supporting cast member. That is T. Scott on the dot. That's our boy Henry Thomas. We got your calls to get to, and I told you once, I'm going to tell you again why the news out of Cleveland today is potentially the best news that you'll get as a Rockets fan. All season. I'll tell you why next. Don't you go anywhere. It's the HD show filling in for the Blitz. Why, Henry Thomas?
Because everything's better in HD.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Well, you got the Fred part right. Fred Davis, Henry Thomas filling in for the Blitz on this greatest day in the history of the Earth, Eve. You may know it as America's birthday.
You know, we got somebody. He's
turning 241.
God. And I wish I could say it looks great at 241, but have you seen our president? Nothing like your president sending out memes of him beating up TV networks,
yeah,
on wrestling.
Guys out there.
I don't know what's more exciting, the ignoramus tweets he sends out or the liberal and their idiotic agenda and their responses to it. Now he's inciting violence against media members.
I was talking about this with Raheel earlier this morning. So the guy who apparently made that gif, the wrestling gif, also made... He basically photoshopped, like, there's, you know how the yearbooks have, like, all the pictures of whoever?
Yeah.
In this case, it's, like, all the congressmen and it's a bunch of political figures.
Right.
On each picture, if they're of the Jewish faith, he put the Star of David on their picture. For what reason? I don't know why, but he did it. And this is the same guy that Trump's retweeting, so... I don't know what that says.
We're going to hell in a handbasket. That's what it says. Mike Pence, get your popcorn ready. Mike Pence. It's only a matter of time before he's your president. Let's go out to Humble and say what's up to Ryan, who wants to talk a little R-O-C-K-E-T-S. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, guys? I'm just calling in response to y'all. We're talking about the starting lineups earlier.
Potentially.
And I think y'all are overlooking a few of the pickups they did make, not saying they're the answer.
Let's hear them.
But you still have Trevor Ariza to run the three.
Oh,
Melo can run the four.
We did forget about our boy Trevor.
you picked up P.J. Tucker as a minimal off-the-bench guy. You've got that kid from China that you just signed. You've got Nene back. You've got Eric Gordon.
I forgot. I'll tell you what. I'm not going to pretend to lie. I forgot all about Trevor Ariza. Shame on me.
He ain't super special, is he? But
no, he does what you need him to do. He, you know what? And the nice thing about it, that's I appreciate you informing us of that, because you got Trevor Ariza, who we forgot about, P.J. Tucker, and what I like about them, and I appreciate the call, Ryan, good stuff from you. Those two guys are good, gritty perimeter defenders. And I apologize. I totally spaced out on both those guys as far as what they bring to the table. You know, you're not going to get a lot of offense, and that's why when you bring in, if you do bring in a Carmelo Anthony, or if you do have obviously you got a James Harden, and when you got a Chris Paul, and you can stat, you know, obviously you plan to have him on and in crunch time, but you can stagger their minutes throughout the course of a second quarter, in a third quarter, so that way you can have some scoring punch. When, again, that was the problem with this past season, where, and again, you're still bringing an Eric Gordon off the bench. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Ryan, because I forgot all about Trevor Ariza and the signing of P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker ain't scoring you any baskets, all right? P.J. Tucker is not going to score you any baskets, but he will get all up in that grill. And you know Trevor Ariza will,
defense,
too.
Yes,
they
right.
will. And that's the nice thing is you don't need – you know, with Trevor Ariza, who he's good for he's good for a big scoring game every now and again. But if your whole job is, listen, I just need you to go out there and just make life miserable for somebody, he can certainly do that. He can certainly do that. And that's what you're going to need out of guys like that who, listen, I just need you to sell all out for a championship. And – you know, as our boy Daryl Morey alluded to, it's an arms race right now in the Western Conference. And it is it's Hiroshima in the Eastern Conference, because that's what they look like right now.
I'm not even going to touch that one. Not even going to touch that one.
It's who is that dude? Who is that dude from Death Row? Haven't you ever heard of a killer? I drop bombs like Hiroshima. God, what is his name? Oh, it eludes me at the moment.
Oh,
you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about.
The guy, I think I know what you're talking about. It's been a while since I've seen it. It was on like a Locked Up episode, right?
Was he in Locked Up? I don't know. He was one of the early members of Death Row. And he had that.
I'm thinking, you're of thinking literal of Death Row, not.
No, you're thinking of something totally
Death
different.
The
yeah.
Rap.
Boy, this show just got super Caucasian. Just. Oh, I thought you were talking about Death Row, like the actual guy that was on Death Row.
Really? Yeah, no,
Death Row. No. When he.
By
says
the way, have you seen the Tupac movie yet?
No.
All right.
Not gonna.
Yeah.
Here's my thing about it.
Wait till it gets bootlegged. That's what I would suggest.
Here's my thing about the Tupac movie. Okay, the kid that played Tupac.
He looks like him. That's
looks
about it.
Like him. Okay. That's now, about it. I saw an early interview. You know, when he was encouraged to go and do the audition. By some friends and all that. And he
about
goes
Tupac?
Out. Yeah. No, not by Tupac.
You know, the actual movie?
The guy who plays Tupac.
Okay.
He was doing had to go out for an audition to do this. And he goes out, and it was 2011. Then he goes in, and then he get called back like the 2 years later or what have you. And he goes in to do it, and his dad's encouraging him to go, because the backstory to that is his dad was one of Tupac's producers. And your kid comes out looking like Tupac? Yeah, what's going on here? I was just saying, you know what? It made some dots connect. I was like,
RBX is the rapper, by the way.
RBX.
I know. I threw this out there, and we can debate this. Chauncey Billup turned down the Cleveland job today. All right. Can I get some conspiracy theory music, please? Because I need some conspiracy theory music for this.
Chauncey Billups was up for that?
He was up for the Cleveland job.
Coaching?
No, GM. Cleveland's got a coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ty Lue hadn't gone anywhere.
You threw me up for a loop for now.
No, he was a GM candidate, okay. Right?
So he turns down.
And he'd been marinating on it for like 2 weeks. All right. Well, what a week and a half? About a week now. It seems like it's been forever. So Chauncey Billups turns down the GM job for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes.
LeBron has made it clear that he has not really pushed for any free agents to come to Cleveland. Like in years past, in the last couple of years, he's been very upfront about getting got, you know, being on recruiting trips and being there when they bring people in. And apparently this year that's not been the case. With everything that's gone on with this, and, you know, David Griffin, who was the GM, right? And he gets let go. Now, whether or not, and, you know, LeBron sends out a tweet, hey, appreciate your work, sorry to see you go, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to put this out there. All right? I'm putting this out there. Because everybody's talking about how he's going to go to L.A. next year and all this kind of stuff.
Okay.
All right? I'm going to do you one better, H-Town. I'm going to do you one better. For years, we've heard about how he, Carmelo, and Chris Paul all want to play together.
Okay.
All right? Chris Paul's already in Houston.
Down here.
Already here.
Yes, sir.
You're working on bringing Carmelo Anthony here.
Mm-hmm.
All right? LeBron's already got one foot out the door.
You sure about that?
As far as what it looks like to me.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. You can't go to the Lakers. All right? I don't see LeBron going to the Lakers.
Okay.
I don't think there's any way he goes to the Clippers, because I don't care what anybody says. The Clippers are still the Clippers.
Always going
to
be the Clippers.
All right. The Clippers are, to me, the Cleveland Browns of the NBA.
Sit any way you want to.
They're still the Clippers. But if you've got, let's just pretend you've got Melo, LeBron, and James Harden all in the fold next year. Who's to say you can't bring LeBron to H-Town?
A lot of people, a lot of Cleveland people say you can't bring him.
LeBron go wherever the hell he wants to go after next year, because you know he's opting out. His contract's over after this season. Yeah, he signed a 2-year deal last year, so he's done after this year.
Okay, so you think he's got eyes set for H-Town?
Well, I mean, he's got his eyes set to play with Melo and Chris Paul.
Okay.
Chris Paul's already here. They're trying to get Melo.
And this is the reason that Chauncey said, no, thank you.
I don't know. I just think Chauncey doesn't want to go to Cleveland because you got to work for Dan Gilbert. Dan Gilbert's been notoriously difficult. I mean, no GM has gotten a second contract with him.
Oh, understandable.
You know, and if you – and Chauncey's probably gauging – wait, listen. Why do you think I mean, it just seems to me that a lot of guys are shying away from wanting to go to Cleveland. All right? Because nobody can say for sure what LeBron's going to do after the season's over.
Championship or not, there's going to be
a move. All I know
is
this. LeBron and all his cronies have made no bones about the fact they all want to play together.
There you go.
They've all said they want to play together.
Okay.
All right.
Go to the D-League.
And is there a GM that's savvy enough? It may not make sense to us.
Right.
And listen, I'm not saying Daryl Morey's the end-all, be-all, but I will say this about Daryl Morey.
He makes moves.
That dude never stops trying. Whether they work or not, I'll tell you what, that dude's constantly throwing crap on the wall. Some of it sticks, some of it doesn't.
A lot of it slides off, but
all right, but if this guy can somehow work Melo coming here, don't think there's not an outside chance that, you know, the fading hairline could be here next year.
There you go.
Because I'm going to tell you what, his legacy takes a lot less of a hit going to the Houston Rockets than it does going to the Los Angeles Lakers. I firmly believe that. 1 hour in the books, boys and girls. Heath Henry Thomas, I'm that dude, Freddie D. We got a boy, White Isis, working the 1-2s.
And 3s.
We got a boy, Kurt Heelan, at 6 o'clock joining us. Talk a little all things NBA free agency and how crazy is my scenario. We've got Haiku still. July 4th. Rockets free agency, and coming up next, we still got some NFL to get into and some Texans surprises. We'll take a trip around the National Football League next. Don't you go anywhere. He's Henry. I'm Fred. That's Tyler. This is the HD Show, filling in for the Blitz on ESPN
97.5.
ESPN 97.5.